as we turn our attention to the SSE Airtricity League. And Dave Donnelly, the editor of extratime.com, delighted to say, is joining us on the line. He has seen Finn Harps in action quite a few times, particularly on their trips to Dublin this season. And Dave, first of all, good afternoon to you. It's been an exciting conclusion to the season, going into the last series of games. Pretty much everybody, other than maybe Bowes, had something to play for, and Harps have pulled off the great escape.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think everything had to be sort of crammed in the end, but as you see from Finn Harps, I think most people had written them off completely, thought that at best they could maybe manage to snatch a playoff spot. But as you can see, strange things happen towards the end of the season when teams have something to play for.
Now, Harps were pretty much favourites in most people's books for the drop. Cork City were in bother from early on, and indeed, midway through the season when we had that long extended break due to the COVID situation, many felt it really was they were the bottom two, and it was just a case of who would finish bottom and who would end up in the playoff spot.
Yeah, well, actually myself, I think I'm one of the few people who tipped them to finish mid-table, and I think they were a point off my prediction of sixth, so I guess I got something right for once. But it's kind of been with the condensed season with so few games, I think it's been the potential for maybe a bit of a shock went up a little bit. Any team that can put any sort of consistent run of games together can really move up the table, and you saw that from Harps at the end, where you know they go from being bottom within the space of what, 2 weeks to moving up to, you know, safety of eighth position and another year in the Premier Division. But on the other end of that, a team like Cork, maybe if the season was longer, they might have had a chance to build up a few results. But as it was, losing their manager midway through the season and just, I guess, the general malaise around the club, it's worked out as a bad year for them. But overall, I think the fact that there's been fewer games, although, you know, it's not ideal from anybody's perspective in terms of getting games played and everything like that. But I suppose from a fan's point of view, the fact that all but one team going into the final game, as you say, had something to play for, is what you pay for.
And it's such a pity that it wasn't open to the fans in normal circumstances, because all five venues on the final day of the season would have been rocking, because it pretty much went down to the wire.
Exactly. Everything apart from the title race, I suppose, went down to the wire. Shamrock Rovers were, I suppose, obviously the kind of top team in the country, the first team in, 93 years to go unbeaten through an 18-game season. So, you know, that's a huge achievement up on that level. But in terms of every other position, you know, it was changing constantly during the final day. I was in Inchicore for Pats against Bowes at one stage. Pats were in front and Sligo were in front away to Dundalk. If that had gone back level, then Pats would have been climbing into fourth. Then obviously Waterford were still playing for a possible third place and an automatic European spot, but they ended up losing that game to Harps and missing out on Europe completely. So it's just been a roller coaster the last few weeks, and I think a few managers might be sleeping a little better over the next few months.
And you have to give great credit to Ollie Horgan, Paul Hegarty and the Harps players. They really came good in the end, and some very notable results away from home. They got a point away to Dundalk. They've had a dreadful record against Dundalk. And then at Dalymount Park, their first win at the Phibsborough venue in the league since 1999. I don't think too many people saw that one coming, 2-0 against Bowes.
One of those strange ones. I think they probably started the game not particularly impressively, but as it went on, they took, you know, complete control of it, and I think it's probably the best I've seen Harps play in a couple of years now. And that, you know, they were just passing the ball around with freedom. They scored two brilliant goals, and everything just seemed to click on the day. And I've always described Harps as the kind of the great procrastinators of Irish football. They put things off and they put things off. They kind of, you know, lose points, don't pick up too many points, and then all of a sudden the end of the season comes and they need three wins out of nowhere that nobody predicts, and they just come up with them because they're under pressure and they react well to pressure. So, you know, it's just I always kind of had a feeling that maybe they would come back into it, but I think even the manner of three wins out of the last four games in the space of 2 weeks, it's just I think it exceeded everybody's expectations.
And I think they also got quite a bit of credit for the fact that not only did they grind out results, but they played some decent football as well.
Yeah, well, you don't beat teams like Waterford, like Bowes, like Pats without playing decent football. And even, you know, the last three games, I know Finn Park has been kind of hit badly by the elements in the last few weeks, but they've still tried to play football. I think the addition of Barry McNamee, I think, has been key. He's been excellent in there the last few weeks, and he really makes them tick in midfield. Mark Russell, again, has been, you know, phenomenal in the couple of years that he's been at the club. So, you know, I think Ollie has kind of judiciously added quality over the years, and, you know, there does seem to be something kind of building there that they can perhaps, you know, kick on with. But I think, you know, just in terms of the managerial team, Ollie and Paul, I saw them down at the playoff semi-final in UCD last week, yeah. And, you know, you got the impression that they were kind of scouting for a playoff and, you know, hoping that they can get one up on the playoff team. But as it turns out, they didn't even need that. But it's just kind of it's the extent of the work that they go to. And, you know, viewing players around Europe, bringing in unknown players, like Cogler from Austria, different players from England. You know, they're probably the hardest working duo in the league. So, it's great to see them succeed.
And Ollie Horgan has a habit of bringing in a few players that are in the twilight of their career but are hugely influential in the dressing room and on the training ground. You've had the likes of Barry Malloy, Paddy McCourt, Raphael Crotaro, 39 years old, still coming on a little bit as an impact sub, but his influence certainly paid dividends.
Yeah, and especially scoring important goals. That equaliser against Cork was probably, might have been just what rescued Harps. Or I guess what ended Cork City's ambitions. So, you know, it's a good mix of kind of, you know, experienced players from around the area, players who know what the club is about and, you know, love the club. And then you have sort of younger players, the likes of Mark Russell, have come in. They're professionals, but they go about their job in a very professional way, and they've really added to the sort of, the fabric of the league, especially the last couple of years since they came back up from the First Division.
And looking forward, Dave, to next season, I know Ollie Horgan felt that if this season had been a bit longer, given Harps' present form, they probably could have gone up that league table a little bit more. But invariably, like a lot of other clubs, they're going to have a lot of players out of contract. You have that whole rebuilding process again. So during the closed season, one of the biggest tasks for Ollie Horgan and Paul Hegarty and managers throughout the country is to try and get players signed up early.
I think every club at the moment, apart from maybe your Dundalks and Shamrock Rovers, are, you know, kind of fretting about their budgets. They don't know when the league is going to start. They don't know when they're going to be coming back to pre-season training. They don't know whether there's going to be fans at all next year. So they're all considerations that you need to make. But I imagine you'd be able to keep the majority of the local players around the club anyway, unless kind of unless Derry City are coming in and offering a bit more money or whatever. But you know, I think since Ollie's been manager there, he always seems to have a way of kind of, finding a bit of cash here and there, and kind of bringing in quality players, no matter what the budget is. So, I think across the league, I wouldn't be expecting a huge amount of movement. Maybe not as much as you would in an ordinary year, but certainly, it's going to be a few players free, a few players in the First Division who haven't come up who really could contribute to Finn Harps as well.
Two final questions, Dave. Just in the playoff, Shelburne and Longford, who do you fancy there? And also the FAI Cup, Harps have a huge task against Shamrock Rovers. You've Bowes against Dundalk. Athlone surprised Shelburne. And, of course, we have Sligo and Derry awaiting the winners of the Harps-Derry game or Harps-Shamrock Rovers game. So plenty still to look forward to.
Exactly, the playoff final is on Sunday, and I'll be at that as well. And from my own perspective, I think having seen both Shells particularly this season, and having seen Longford, I just kind of fancy Longford to do it. I think they play with kind of a 3-4-3 shape that might just hurt Shells. They wouldn't really come up against teams like that very much, apart from maybe last week Shamrock Rovers. But I'd kind of half fancy Longford Town on that one, particularly if they have they could get the likes of Joe Manley and Dean Byrne and Nate Dervin are really firing. So, that'd be my tip for that game anyway. In terms of the Cup quarterfinals, I think the fact that Athlone Town have gotten through to the semi-finals, I think probably gives everybody a carrot. But from Finn Harps' perspective, I suppose, the fact that their host in the game will be it'll be an advantage. But Shamrock Rovers going for the double to keep hold of their FAI Cup title. I think they're going to be a very, very tough prospect. But as Ollie said to me actually after the Bowls game, he was having beaten Bowls and taken their opportunity for the league title off them. I think he's saying that maybe Shamrock Rovers could come back up and repay the favour, but I don't know, maybe that'll come to fruition next week.
Well, time will tell. Thanks very much indeed, Dave. And just to clarify, extratime.ie has been going for quite a few years. A little bit of a rebranding going on at the moment?
Yeah, it's a subtle rebranding from .ie to .com, just to give it a bit more of an international appeal, I suppose. But it's always going to be focused on the League of Ireland and the Women's National League. So it's site hasn't changed, just the branding.